Lately, I've been thinking a lot about regifting, oddly enough. It's something I think about pretty much every holiday, especially this holiday. I've been making like a really conscious effort to try to reconnect with my sister, who comes as a big surprise to most of my friends in Philly that I have one, because I don't talk about her, like, ever. I don't particularly like her. She doesn't have Facebook, so she's not going to see this. It's not a big a deal. You know, what does it mean to re-gift? You know, is it that you're giving away something that is just a piece of crap that you don't want, like a bunch of dog frames, like, or Brady got, you know, or is it because you have something that you think, you know, genuinely belongs with someone else, you know, that someone else would appreciate it, you know, a lot better, give it a better home, etc. Which raises the question, can you re-gift a person, you know, that's... And it's something I think about a lot, particularly because of my, this little backstory. So, I don't know how many of you guys went to, like, a fairly urban school. I grew up in Elizabeth, so it's a pretty urban district right near Newark, New Jersey. And there's this activity that teachers love to play around Thanksgiving, Christmas, when the holidays are coming in and all the students are getting kind of lazy, where they do bring your ethnic group's food to school day, you know, to, like, teach acceptance and tolerance and all that stuff that when you're a kid you don't even notice anyway, especially if you went to a school like mine where it was just a giant melting pot anyhow. So we had this day come up, and I was so excited. I was, like, eight, nine. And I go home, my mom, my dad, we're cooking in the kitchen, and they're telling me all the history of this food that I'm making, and I bring it in the next day, and I give my little shtick, and I talk about what I had prepared in front of the class, and everyone else had gone, there's all this crazy food all over the place. I took my little thumbtack, and I put it on the country where I'm from, and I put it on Ireland, and the teacher looked at me like I was crazy. She's like, "It's like, Eric, I think you misunderstood the assignment. Why did you make Irish soda bread? Why are you putting the thing on Ireland?" I'm like, "Oh, because I'm Irish and my parents came from Ireland. I'm going on this whole thing." And, like, the students are looking at me weird. And the teacher's like, "No, Eric, I think you weren't paying attention. You weren't supposed to make something that you like. You're supposed to put something where you're from." And I'm arguing with her. And the argument escalates to the point where I throw the Irish soda bread at the teacher. And I get detention. Now, like, my mom is the kind of woman who, like, She's the mom that's like, "I'm not upset, I'm disappointed." And then she doesn't talk to you for, like, a day, you know? And that's like worse than hitting a kid. Like, it would drive me crazy, you know? And, like, she, like, came to pick me up after detention and just, like, walked right by me and didn't say anything. And I was, like, terrified. She goes into the classroom, and I hear her and the teacher talking and talking and talking. And it gets really quiet. And then I hear my mom yell at this lady in a way I've never heard before. It's, like, screaming, and we come out, and the teacher's apologizing like crazy, and she's crying, and my mom, like, drags me to the school, and we lived, like, I don't know, like, 10 blocks away from where I went to grade school or whatever, so it was like the longest walk ever, because, like, my mom is not talking to me, everyone, like, and that means she's upset, so I think she's mad at me. They were yelling because it's something I did, and we get back home, and my mom sits me down in the living room, says we're gonna have a fireside chat, which always meant I was in trouble, the fireside chat, so I'm sitting there in the living room. And she goes to get my dad. Yeah, the fireplace is right over there. And they come back with this book, and they put the book down on the table. And the book has, like, this white woman, this white kid, this white man, and these two little black kids, and they're smiling, they're holding each other. And that's the day I found out I was adopted. It blew my mind, you know? It blew my mind. Now, my sister is adopted, too. And while I really didn't have any problems with the fact that someone didn't want me, you know, like, oh, boo-hoo. It didn't bother me at all because I had this amazing family that's just fantastic and loves me very much. My sister had this disastrous time with it. You know, she's, like, 25, has four children from, like, three different people, and just doesn't have her act together. And it's really terrible. But she's also not the nicest person. And it's been this big inner turmoil trying to come to terms with trying to reconnect with her over the holidays, because my parents are, like, just, like, they're just egging me on, just please talk to your sister, this and this and this. So I'm trying really hard to make something work with this person that is essentially a stranger at this point. And so what is the point of the whole regifting thing? So, like, the point is I don't want anyone to, like, I don't know, I was expecting a lot of these presents to be really shitty, but some of them were really actually pretty great. But, you know, I didn't want anyone to feel bad for the presents that they were giving away. Because even though they might have been unwanted, they're going to make someone else happy. You know, that's always how I look at myself in terms of the way things work with my family. It's a sort of way I'm trying to look at my sister now, which is kind of a difficult thing to swallow. Because I was essentially regifted as a baby. My name was actually supposed to be Erica Smith, but when my parents got to the adoption center, they got a boy, and so what they put Eric A. Smith. Because, you know, you can't give them a receipt and, you know, get another baby. That's not how it works. You just get what they, you know. Here's the girl you thought you were going to get. Surprise, brown
son. You get two son. Seals.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so. But, you know, here I am, you know, this holiday season. You know, I'm surrounded by friends. You know, I got my beautiful family I'm going home to. This gorgeous woman here with me right now. And, you know, there's lots of people who seem to want me around, despite the fact that I was a regift, and I'm trying to figure out a way to see my sister in that same sort of fashion this Christmas. You know, this is the best Christmas ever. I don't know. This is a good Christmas.
All right.